between, I ain't going there. So y'all can decide how you want to determine that. And as you see, you can make your own mind up. But we do have one of our, I don't want to, how old are you, Danny?
12.
12, okay. Almost a teenager. Almost one more year. So one of our youngsters, one of our young men, does a wonderful job when he sings with the youth choir and by himself. And I've asked him to lead us off tonight. Brother Danny Patterson, would you come and sing?
Can you play it for myself?
Yeah.
Better every time
he does.
I hear him singing.
He really does.
What a joy and a pleasure to start us out. Continuing with our youth movement, don't snicker now. Brenda's coming up next. She does a fine job with our Sunday night youth children's program. Danny's a product of that, and you can see how well he has grown into that role. So, Miss Brenda, if you would come sing and then stay up here, and your two cohorts can join you, the gospel girls, and they'll be next.
Y'all know how everybody always gets up here. Now, y'all, I got a cough, and I got a cough, and, you know, don't listen to me. Listen to the words. I mean it. fly to.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. One of my favorite songs. I think it's my turn now. Command performance tonight. The pastor last week looked at me and commanded that I sing this, and so I'm singing. He told me, he goes, I need you to sing this song and make me cry. I thought, well, that won't be hard to do. That's pretty much the reaction I get whenever. I sing this as special, and I love to sing it, Brother David. Thank you for asking. I was also thinking this weekend as we were visiting, and my mind goes back to so many that we've said goodbye to, not only in this church, but elsewhere. And Dad, I know you miss Aunt Margaret. So do I. You just hear the words. Don't worry about singing. Don't care.
I can just see them walking on the shores of heaven. They're praising the Lord and watching the tide roll in. Friends that have gone on, oh, how I miss you. Somehow I know if you could, that you'd let me know. That you're doing fine, and it doesn't hurt anymore. Things couldn't be better, and heaven is worth waiting for. That you miss me too, until then, you'll be praying for me. And I know if you could talk to me now, that here's what you'd say to me. Wish you were here, it's such a beautiful place. Wish you were here, nothing but clear sunny days. Well, it never rains and no one complains, and we haven't seen a tear. We're having a great time, wish you were here. Safe and secure in His love. Friends and loved ones walking in heavenly peace. And I know if they can talk to me now, then here's what they say to me. Wish you were here, it's such a beautiful place. Wish you were here, nothing but clear sunny days. Well, it never rains and no one complains, we haven't seen a tear. We're having a great time, wish you were here. Well, it never rains and no one complains, we haven't we wish you were
one of my, thank you, one of my favorites. Who's next? Peyton, you want to go next? Let's get away from the canned music and the piano and do some guitar. Right. How's that sound? You got anybody singing with you?
Yeah.
Your partner?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Come on, guys.
All right, what we say? All right, that's good. I think that one is better every time you sing it. I like that song. Isn't that a good song?
Can't even walk without you holding.
Now, finish out this evening. We've got two more to sing. You notice the Joyful Five is not here, but we have the Moderately Happy Three. And so I believe they've picked one out for us. Billy, Miss Audrey, I see you hiding back there. Brother Dean's got his spot. Come on up and sing.
I see the
I got to say to that is, Dean, don't forget who runs choir practice. The undercard has completed. Right? Anyone that follows boxing probably knows what that means. And it's time for the main event. And I saved the best for last. Some of you may not know this man. I see a few faces out in the crowd that might not have been here the last time he was here. But this is the man that taught me to love music, the man that taught me how to do what I do here each and every Sunday. So let me bring him up. I've been commanded that, not by you, Brother David, but others, that he be given time to sing both songs. I know we're running kind of long, but with that said, I want to introduce you one more time to my mentor, my father, Gene Greidenbaum. Dad.
Can everybody see me? That's what old word. Heck on, A-hole used to say. Anyway, I'm glad to be at Riverview Baptist Church one more time this side of eternity.
Amen.
Because he said he saved the oldest for last. I don't know whether anybody's older than 88 years, 3 months or not, are they? Anybody older than that? My. Well, anyway, I'm glad to be here. And I thank you this morning for preaching on Noah's Ark. If nobody's ever been there to the one in Kentucky, me and my wife had a privilege to go there. Of course, we only live 3 hours from it. And it's something to see, I'm telling you. It's amazing how man can build something. And as I got through it, I wondered how in the world Noah ever done that. And then that God even sitting there talking to you when you know the meditation guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're glad to be here. And up hope when somebody comes up, they'll say, we've got somebody coming from Nashville. Like it's a great big deal. See, you've got somebody coming from Chillicothe, Ohio. I could talk all along, but we got any time. Go ahead there. I need no mansion here below. When burdens come so hard to bear that no earthly friend can share, tears drive away. Ever. When Jesus comes to claim his own, I will move to my new home. I'll walk and talk with him upon the streets of gold. A mansion there is waiting me. Soon its beauty I will see in that city where we never shall. Sisters. I'm the last one left. My oldest sister died in the winter time there, so I'm the last one, and I know they wishing that I was there tonight, but especially my one brother, we was like that. We was in the Navy for 4 years, three different ships together. We was pretty close, so I really miss him. Okay, this next song, over Numbers chapter 14, verse S. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. We're not home yet. We've got to keep, as the old guy said, we've got to keep pressing on.
That's right.
Disappointments and trouble every day. Many times I get discouraged and I almost lose my way. Then I remember I'm just a pilgrim truly through this troubled world. There's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. Oh, we're not home. Children, so keep your eye upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, then we're going to sit down beside the river. How we've longed to be with Jesus and our loved ones gone before us. There's a better day coming. We're not home yet. There's a land filled with milk and honey just waiting for me. Someday Jesus will come and take me over that sea. Then I must keep on watching and waiting in this troubled world below. There's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. Few more days to labor, then we're going to sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus and our loved ones gone before us. There's a better day coming. We're not home yet.
Praise God. Amen.
enjoyed that, didn't you? That was good. Turn with me in your Bibles. Matthew chapter 25. I'm going to attempt to preach a 10-minute sermon. Is that all right? I'm going to attempt it. It'll be an attempt. I don't know if I'll do it, but I'm going to attempt it. But Matthew 25, we're going to read verses 1 through 13, and these are the words of our Lord Jesus. He says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
And five of them were wise, and five were foolish.
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their lamps and their vessels with their lamps.
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
And the foolish said to the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.
But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy yourselves.
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
And afterwards came also the other virgins, Lord, Lord, open to us.
But he answered and said,
Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for we know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
I preached this morning on the coming of Jesus. Jesus is coming again. We don't know when Jesus is going to come, but we know that he's coming, and we know that as the time gets shorter, Jesus told us there would be false Christs. He told us there would be false believers. He told us that there would be, he said, there will arise false Christs, false prophets. They'll show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. There's always a false trying to convince you to go away from the true. And the true is that which loves Jesus. The true church loves Jesus. And it cares for Jesus. And Jesus tells his church, he says, I want you to watch and be prepared because I can come any time. Now, as we look at this parable today, I want you to notice, first of all, just some quick things about the parable. There were 10 virgins. There were 10 people. They were all virgins. He said, the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins. Now, why virgins? I think in our world today, people make fun of people who are virginal. But God does not. God considers the marriage bed to be a beautiful thing. And he made us to be married to one man, one woman, forever. That's how God made us. You know, I know that Jerry was raised right. And I think y'all done a pretty good job with him. Did you have to beat him a whole lot when y'all were younger? He's not going to tell on you. But you can always tell the right. And God gave us one another because he wants us to love and he wants us to reproduce and he wants us to have children. And God does that. And so God puts a high value on sexual fidelity. He does. The Bible says flee from sexual immorality. It says the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. And if you belong to God, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit of God. So when he uses virgins here, these were all virgins that were there. Now I want you to notice that these 10 virgins, they all had lamps. It said these 10 virgins took their lamps. And they all had lamps. They were all equipped. They all looked good on the outside. If you looked at them, they dressed up in a suit and they looked sharp. You would look at them and say, that must be a Christian the way they're dressed, the way that they are. They look really good. They all had lamps. They all have Bibles under their arms. I don't see that as much today as I used to see.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But I like having a big Bible. I bring the biggest Bible I can find to church. And these virgins, they all had big lamps. They all went to an appointed place. It said they went forth to meet the bridegroom. But I want you to notice what it says about these virgins, verse number 2. It said five of them were wise, but five were foolish. Now, we're going to look at these because the wise ones were the ones who love the Lord, but the foolish ones are the ones who do not. You say, how do you know that, Brother David? If you'll pay attention for six more minutes, I'm going to show you that. Let's talk about that number five first. You got five wise and five foolish. Those five, that five means something in the Bible. Five is the number of grace. Did y'all know that? Five is the number of grace. The fifth book of the Bible is Deuteronomy. It's the second giving of the law. Five is the number of grace. Five stones David took to defeat Goliath, but he only had to use one. But he carried five with him. Five is the number of grace throughout the scripture. Simon Peter, after he had betrayed Jesus, we did this in Sunday school this morning. Jesus was on the shore before Simon Peter went to see Jesus that day. And he was fishing. They couldn't catch fish. And finally, they looked out on the shore and saw Jesus. And Jesus called out to him and he said, children, y'all have any meat? And they said, no, we fished all day long. We've not caught any fish. Jesus said, throw your net out on the other side and you'll get fish. And the Bible says they threw their net out there and caught so many fish that it nearly broke their nets. They got it to the shore and they counted the fish and there were 153 fish. And I've wondered about 153 for a long time. And as I was studying this message, I looked at it and God spoke to me. He said, David, think about the numbers. One is the number of God. There is one God. Three, our God is in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But right in the middle of the one and the three is the number five. And where you find grace is in the middle of God. That's where grace is. It's not in the things that I do that I get grace, but it's in the things that Jesus has done that I get grace. And you go to Him for grace. That's where you go. There were five wise virgins. They were wise because they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But there's five foolish ones. Psalm 5 verse 5 says this. The foolish shall not stand in your sight, O God. But you hate workers of iniquity. The Psalms tells us twice that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Yeah. A foolish person is someone who hears the grace of God and turns away from it. And there were five wise and five foolish. The five wise, they took the grace when it was offered and believed on it and received it. And God received them into the kingdom. They had oil for their lamps. But then you had the five foolish. They came to church. They did everything right. They dressed up. They had their lamps. They had everything they needed. But they did not have Jesus. And you've got to have Jesus if you want to be blessed. It's not about how you look. It's not about what you know. But it's about who you know. It's about that you know Jesus. And you're doing it because you love Jesus. Amen. I want you to notice something about these virgins. It tells us in verse number 5. It said, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Must have been in a church meeting one day and the preacher was boring and somebody went to snoozing on the back row. I don't know. But I tell you something. All 10 of them failed God. And I want you to know this. Every one of us failed God at times. The wise failed God. The foolish failed God. And they all went to sleep. But the Bible says at the midnight hour there was a cry. And the cry was, the bridegroom cometh. He's coming now. He's coming. And they all woke up. And the wise ones, they had oil in their lamp. You know, oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit of God. All throughout the scripture, it's the Holy Spirit. And if you're born again, God is inside of you. I don't have to tell you to read your Bible. If you're born again, you want to read your Bible.
Amen.
I don't have to tell you to serve Jesus because you want to serve Jesus. There is fuel in your tank. If you're a pretend Christian, you don't have any fuel in your tank. You don't care. You yawn through the sermons and you don't care. But if you're born again, you care. Amen. Because God is inside of you.
Amen.
And they all rose up at the midnight hour. And the ones that had no oil in their lamp, they looked at the ones with oil in their lamp and they said, give us some oil for our lamps. And you know what they told them? The wise ones said, no, you need to go where somebody's selling the oil. You know, I can't get you to heaven. Much as I love you, I tell you, I love everybody in here. I want everybody to go to heaven. I want every single one of you gathered around the throne of grace with me one day. I want you there whenever Jesus is on his throne. I want you there when we're singing with the angels. I want you there when that happens. Oh, praise God. It's going to be a wonderful day, isn't it? When we come together, I want you there. And if I thought I could, I'd hire a bus and I'd spend every penny I have in the bank and get a bus out there and put you on that bus and drive you to heaven. But I can't do it. You've got to put oil in your own lamp. And where you need to go is to Jesus. You need to go to God and say, God, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Jesus said, he's the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist said, somebody's coming after me, and he's going to baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Amen. And if you're born again, God puts his Holy Spirit inside of you. And you don't walk alone anymore because God is with you. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all forgive me. I'm 1 minute over. But let me tell you something. That's good. That's good. And he told me, he said, y'all go out there and y'all get what you need. But the wise one said, I can't give you any oil. You've got to get it for yourself.
Amen.
So the foolish ones, the ones who waited until the last moment, they went out there and they started looking. And they found, and they were out there looking for oil. The Bible will never tell us they found any oil. They were looking for love in all the wrong places. Amen.
Amen.
They were looking for love in all the wrong places. They were looking everywhere, but they couldn't find it. But while they were gone, the Bible says, the bridegroom came and he let the ones who were prepared in.
Amen.
Oh, if you're with Jesus right now, you don't have to worry about what tomorrow's going to bring. You don't have to worry about what's going on. Every time I turn on TV, I see a carnival, don't y'all? All kinds of crazy things going on. People ask me, so what's going to happen tomorrow? I said, I don't know. I don't have a clue. But I know this. I know my Redeemer lives, and one day I'm going to be with him. I know my Redeemer is going to take care of me, and Jesus has been good to me. He's been good to me. And if you were honest with yourself, Jesus has been good to you too. Amen.
Amen.
That's all I've got to worry about, my Jesus. And that's why I sing, and I love him, and I hope y'all do too. But what the Bible says, the bridegroom came, and the door was shut. And then look what it says in verse number 11. Afterwards, the other virgins came back, the other virgins. The foolish virgins. And they came back and they came to the door and they started knocking. Just like these people I talked about this morning that tried to get on the ark, started beating on the side of the ark. Please let us in. Please let us in. Please let us in. It's too late. The door is shut. You can't get in. They cried out, Lord, Lord, open to us. They called him Lord, and they said, open to us. And look what it says in verse number 12. But he answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, and look at those words, I know you not. I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. Do you know who Jesus is? That's important. But does Jesus know who you are? That's more important. And he would not open the door to them. I'm looking forward to the day, as my brother sang, that was a good song to end on. We're not home yet. But I'm looking forward to the day when I shall see my Jesus face to face. I'm looking forward to that time when I come out of tribulation and have washed my robe and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And therefore they're before the throne of God and they serve him day and night in his temple. And they hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and lead them unto a living fountain of waters. and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Won't that be a great day? It's available for whosoever receives Jesus as Lord and Savior. Today is always the day of salvation. Today is the day to say, Jesus, I love you and I want you to be in my life. That's a wonderful thing. God told us to go out and share that with as many people as we can find. Because the key to heaven is Jesus Christ. And whether you know Christ or not. Don't be the foolish one who waits too long. Make sure your life is with Christ. I enjoyed the singing tonight. Didn't y'all?
Amen.
Good to be in God's house tonight.
Amen.
What we did for Jesus. I hope everything we do for Jesus. Because our bridegroom cometh.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be good if you come tonight, brother?
Amen.
You'd be forever 88. That'd be all right, wouldn't it? I'd be forever one. That'd be a good thing. Amen.
Amen.
Wherever you be when Jesus comes. Father, we love you so much. We thank you for this night. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've shown us in the scripture tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd set a fire in each and every one of our hearts. Lord, let us continue to share your gospel. Lord, it's not by works of righteousness that we have done that we'll enter into heaven, but by the fact that we have taken advantage of your grace, a grace fully and freely given through Christ. Jesus paid for every sin that we would ever commit. And Lord Jesus, you tell us to receive you, to follow you, to trust you, and then when we do that, Lord, you promise never to leave us nor forsake us. I thank you so much, Lord, for the salvation you gave me so long ago when I was but 17 years old. Lord, that salvation has never tarried. It's never wavered. I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters in this place who have received you as Lord and Savior. And I pray, Lord, if there's anyone here tonight that does not know you as Lord and Savior, that they would have heard this message and realized that grace is available to them too. Lord, grace is there for whosoever will. But Lord, I pray that that whosoever would accept that grace today. Today is always the day of salvation, not tomorrow. Thank you for the love you've given us. Thank you, Lord God, for binding this church together with your love. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit is with us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your kindness. We adore you. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. I'm going to ask y'all to forgive me. I went 6 minutes over, but I'm a sinner. I'm glad y'all came tonight. Y'all stand, we'll be dismissed. I think I'm going to ask Tony to close this.